What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Real Estate Success Strategies podcast. I am so excited because today we have two amazing real estate investors, not just one, but two, and they're going to be throwing it down and showing you guys exactly how you can invest in real estate and what their journeys looked like from zero to hero. So welcome Bryce McKinley and Kyle Klemmer. Welcome, guys. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Doing great, man.
Yeah, thanks for having us on.
Definitely. If you don't know these guys at all, you definitely need to look up them on Facebook. Listen, Bryce has been killing it. I know Bryce for a little bit longer than Kyle. Sorry, man. But Bryce, I've known him for about a year now, and his story is amazing. And I'm hoping he'll share that story today because it has been life-changing for me. And it's really touched my heart just to hear how Bryce went from homeless, living in a van, to now running a multi-million dollar businesses and just crushing it. And then Kyle, his business partner, is also going to share his part of the story about how they're teaming up together to provide value for you, people just like you. So guys, Bryce, I want to start this off, man. First, thank you for being on. It's just amazing to have just 30 minutes of your time and have you on here. And Kyle, you the same. But Bryce, man, I want to make this time that we have together super, super valuable for these people. So let's jump right in. How did you even get from homeless to real estate? What's your story look like in that manner?
Man, first and foremost, I give all glory to God. I'll start right there, Michael. That hands down is my leading factor. If you're watching this on YouTube, you'll see I've got a backwards hat because it's I go live quite often, tell different versions or different parts of my story. But I do want to make one thing clear. I am a jokester. And so when I hear living in a van, all I can think about is Chris Farley, right? Down by the river.
That was what I was thinking. I was thinking
a van down by the river.
But yeah, no, it wasn't a van. It was actually a Volvo S80. I think it was
My bad. Sorry about that.
Worldly provision that I had at the time. But man, I appreciate you asking, Michael, and thank you for having us on. Man, a little bit about me. I'm an international keynote speaker, all around sales professional and real estate investor, predominantly focused on wholesaling real estate. And my journey starts out really as a professional at 8 years old with talent that I didn't even know that I had. And at 8 years old, Michael, I had a paper route because my parents were poor and I seen the neighbor boy had one. He was making money. I wanted to make money. And unfortunately, I'll never forget, Karen came over to the house because they found out that I wasn't 10 years old. You see, in Northern Illinois, where I grew up in the Chicago market, you had to be 10 to have a paper route.
Oh, wow.
And they found out I was 8. So if you've never met me in person, I'm like 6'5", 250. I'm a huge dude, and I've always been large in stature. And at 8 years old, they thought I was 10, 11, 12, who knows what they thought. But when they started paying me and they realized I wasn't of age, Karen came over and had a tough conversation. And that would be the first and the last time that I would be fired. And I didn't know it then, but looking back, that drove me to always be in charge of myself, my wealth, and the prosperity in and around me. And so I'll never forget sitting there at the dinner table, looking at my dad and my mom, and I was almost in tears. And I'm like, what if we put it in your name? And so they had a conversation. I don't remember what that sounded like, but I remember saying, what if you put it in my dad's name? And if I do a good job, when I turn 10, give me more responsibilities. Well, lo and behold, by the age of 9, I had like 5 or 6 paper routes. I was top one in our district. And it was a great experience. But unfortunately, a couple years after, I was like 11 or so, my parents separated. I went into this downward spiral of everything that I knew about relationships and God and family and all of that went out the window. And I started hanging out with a pretty rough crowd. And between drugs and gangs and violence, it wasn't who I was supposed to be, but it's the mask that I put on. And every one of us listening to this right now, there's a mask that you put on to keep people in, keep people out, and keep people close. And I went hard. I went 0 to 60 in like half a second. Within months, I was, you know, gangbanging and selling drugs. And in just a handful of years, raised up through the ranks. And I was facing some pretty hefty criminal charges, Mike, and or Michael, whichever you go by. Do your friends call you Mike or Michael?
Both. I get called a lot of things.
You've been called worse too. Fair enough.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, at 17, I was facing some pretty hefty criminal charges. And by the grace of God, man, my my charges were acquitted. My uncle grabbed me by the ear and said, you're coming to live with me. And so I moved to Davenport, Iowa, the middle of nowhere, right? And I was detailing cars at a car dealership. But I'll never forget watching the cars, new cars come in and out of the lot, the car salesman making, you know, 80 to 100 grand. Like, that was a lot of money back in the 90s. And it could be a lot of money today for you guys listening, but I wanted more. That was the goal. I wanted more. And I knew that if they could do this in Iowa, and I've done what I've done on the wrong side of the tracks, I could do that too. And I'll never forget, it was about a week before Christmas, and my birthday's in December, and it was about a week before my birthday. It was snowing out. I had begged and begged for 5 or 6 months, and my uncle said, man, here's your shot. If you can sell a car today, I'll put you on the sales team next week when we get back from Christmas. Lo and behold, I sold 3 cars that day.
Wow, man.
I was hooked, Mike. I was hooked. I was hooked on the thrill, the chase of the sale, the money that I made. I made a little over 11, 12 grand, something like that. And I was hooked. I knew that if I could do that, I could do more. And so over the next like 2 to 2.5 years, I became the number one car salesman in the world, traveling the country, recruited out of my dealership with Ford, later Nissan, Honda, Toyota, and teaching my 5-step sales process. But unfortunately, between 2006 and 2010, I had a series of unfortunate events. My wife at the time lost a baby. And then 2 years later, in 2008, actually coming up here at the date of this broadcast or recording, it'll be 12 years. But Friday, June 13, 2008 was probably the pivotal point to saying in my life, one of the big needles that moved that said I just wasn't always in control. My wife took her life. I mean, her mom was my Sunday school teacher. Like, wow. It crushed me. And man, I didn't think I'd get as emotional as I am because the date's right around the corner, but I'll never forget, like, I had nothing else to live for because I lived for taking care of what was our family and our name and my business. And between Friday, June 13, 2008 and March like 17th or 18th, right after St. Patrick's Day in 2010, I squandered right around $80 million 5 companies up my nose in a bottle, women, boats, and cars out the window. I had very little left to my name, a couple hundred grand. But March of 2010, I found out that I had a little boy on the way. Some girl I'd been messing around with got pregnant. And man, I had something to live for. And I got my act together. I got a contract with Tyco Corporation. I moved down to Texas. That's what brought me to Dallas. And I was setting up their new homeowner division. And so if you guys in real estate have ever gotten a phone call from ADT or one of their sub dealers, I don't apologize. I'm sorry, not sorry. That was my program. That's my program. It's something I'm really proud of. Unfortunately, his mom never sobered up. And I didn't realize that till we moved to Texas. And I came home one Friday from the office a little early. She had OD'd. My little baby boy's on the floor there, just a couple months old, kind of rolling around, and there's pills all over. I freaked out. I picked him up. I packed a bag. And what does every good gangster do? Get the evidence. I put him back down, took some pictures, and then I went and stayed at a hotel. That Monday morning, a couple days later, I filed for custody of my son. And the next 6 to 9 months would be just the fight of my life. I needed custody. I had to have custody because that's what I was living for. And I would end up getting sole custody of my boy in the process with the drama, losing the last couple hundred thousand dollars that I had, losing the contract with Tyco, and sleeping in my car. And I'll never forget, it was September 28, 2011. If you're watching this, you can see up here on my desk, there's a case for a 40 cal. That box right there, that same 40 cal has not jammed since and it never jammed before, but that night, it jammed 3 times in my mouth. And that was the moment that I knew that God was in control. I finally could put some language around it. And so I wrestled with God, and if you guys know me, if you follow me at all, you know I call God my bro. He's kind of gangster, and so I just gave him an ultimatum. I'm like, bro, show up! And I'll never forget, like, feeling that wrestling in the desert feeling like they talk about in the Bible. And over the next 24 to 48 hours, I would end up surrendering my life to Christ. Had an old contract come through. My bank called me, said they had fraudulent activity, had $20,000 deposited into a bank account. And I had an apartment complex call me. They had a one bedroom open and they were wondering if I was still in need of an apartment. I'm like, look at you, bro. I'm like, come on.
That's crazy, and, man.
Yeah. So that's kind of how I got back on my feet. It was a few months later that I found wholesaling real estate. I was at the library on a computer, and actually it was right before I got the apartment. I was at the library on a computer and I found a couple YouTube videos. I'd been targeted by some ads because I was looking for a job. And
wait, what year is this roughly?
This was 2012.
Okay.
Yeah. So this was probably March, April-ish. I don't remember the exact date. 2012, and I found wholesaling real estate. And I, at the time, I didn't know what it was. I didn't know anything about real estate. I knew that wealth was always distributed in real estate, but I didn't have much to my name. The bank had put some spending limits. I could only take out, you know, $2,000 each month as a spending limit because of the fraudulent activity that they had kind of a watch on my account. And so I wasn't making a whole bunch of money, but I had enough to cover the bills and put food on the table for my boy and I, and kind of got that cushion to go look for a job. That's what I was going to do. I was just going to throw in the towel. And the way God works in my life is he shows up and he shows up big, right? He came to give us life abundantly. And when I found wholesaling, I knew that I could do it. It was just a matter of understanding the process. Well, I already had a process. It was just a new widget. So I started adapting my process to this widget. And my first month, I contracted 23 houses. My second month, I had like 37 houses under contract. But I didn't fully understand the disposition. I didn't fully understand reselling that contract to a buyer. And so over the next couple of months, I was looking for companies, deals fell apart, but I made a couple hundred grand in that process. And so I was feeling good. I was confident. This is where I was going. This was going to be my vehicle. And I ended up partnering with a company here in Dallas that was doing 5-10 deals a month with a couple of people in their office, but they had no training. They had little to no structure. They just knew what needed to be done. And so I came in, helped them grow, and love those guys. They really helped me out of a bind, and a lot of respect for those guys over there. But I knew that there was something greater inside of me. And so leading up to where I am today, over the last 7.5 years, I built their company up to about $154 million company 2 years ago. It's actually almost 2.5 years ago now. Parted ways with them and honored the non-compete that I had with them just out of respect. I know it would never stand up, but out of respect for those guys, I did. And this last two and a half years, I've traveled the world. I've been on stage with Tony Robbins, Les Brown, Ty Lopez. I'm speaking here in a week with Damon John and David Meltzer. And then in a couple of months with the Dr. Eric Thomas. So I've spoke with the biggest and baddest, Matt Maddox, Caleb Maddox. But at the end of the day, I love just coaching and getting people results. And so that's really what has been, real estate has been the vehicle, but the outcome, the big aha for me and the fulfillment has been getting other people the results that they're looking for in their life. So, man, that's my journey into wholesaling. And I know that was a mouthful. I was, for time's sake, I was trying to make it quick, brother.
No, you're fine, man. There's a lot of people that probably have so many questions like me, man. I just want to ask all the questions in the world about your journey. And for everybody that's listening right now, like, this is straight gold, going from super successful on top of the world to the very bottom, hitting the rocks and then all the way back up. And, you know, just finding yourself, it's pretty cool. First off, your son's amazing, man. If you've never been in Bryce's group or anything like that, he has a private group that he leads. What's the name of your group there that you do for free?
So we have two groups. Kyle and I have a virtual wholesaling real estate tips and techniques. And so in that group, there's about 2 years worth of coaching and live recorded cold calls. And then we have a motivational kind of inspirational group that just really kind of came about organically. Kyle and I were talking one day and we're like, what if we just lead people through this quote unquote crisis. It's not a crisis to us. What does every good entrepreneur do when they hit a wall? They pivot and they move forward, right? So we created a group called Leading Through Change. And there's no sales pitches. There's no business offerings. It's just, I mean, we just got done talking all this last week about self-worth, self-talk, and self-respect, right? Like, it's literally just golden nuggets of life experiences from millionaires and billionaires between ourselves and our network, giving back to our community and those that want to be a part of it.
Yeah, and those groups are amazing. And I actually heard your son, Bryce, speak in one of those. And it was like a kids' night or something like that, where everybody was bringing their kids on. And Bryce's son was just pouring out all the knowledge and everything he's received from Bryce himself. And it was amazing just to hear how your son was so knowledgeable and so eager to learn and teach other people. Man, it just blew me away. I was like, man, I wish I was like that when I was his age. That was amazing.
Thank you. Bro, I mean, it's been a lot of discipline. It's not been easy. So for your parents out there, like, it doesn't happen overnight. But I got to give a shout out to hashtag the middle school millionaire. It's a long hashtag, but you Google hashtag the middle school millionaire, you can see the fire. That little kid, he just turned, he's nine. He'll turn 10 here in a few months. He's a stud. He did, in the last 2 years, he's raised over $12 million for the homeless youth here in Dallas and some shelters here. And he partnered with Caleb Maddox on some coaching things for kids. And so, love that little dude, man. He's my driver.
Yeah, definitely. So you go from, I want to hop over to this. You go from, you know, living in your car, you know, losing everything. And you finally got to this point where, hey, I found wholesaling. After you parted ways, you said a couple years ago, you parted ways with the company that you helped build up. What does that look like for you now? Do you flip houses now? Do you buy rentals? And, you know, what's that journey been for you personally? Do you have anything, you know, personal you invest in? Or?
Yeah, I appreciate you asking. So in the last 2 years, going from just wholesaling in an office, we've done it completely virtual. I've out of 7,340 some transactions, I don't remember the exact number, we've only walked 5 properties in person as of last week, number 5. And, you know, 2 years ago, I actually had an opportunity to coach a young man that was prospecting in another real estate investment group. And this is when I was like, we need to be coaching these kids, these entrepreneurs, these wantrepreneurs. And my business partners at the time, they just didn't see that vision. They had other things in mind. And so I started coaching him kind of on the side. And October of 2017, I believe it was, I had an opportunity to go and speak in Jamaica at a huge conference with like 7,000 or 8,000 real estate investors. I was the keynote.
In the middle of Jamaica?
Yeah, it was beautiful. Awesome. One of my first, you know, real estate speaking engagements was in Jamaica. I couldn't have asked for a better deal, right? But, you know, I had spoke on stages in corporate America several times. It was not that big of a deal for me, but I didn't know that would be the kind of pivotal point. And I got, you know, a call right before I went on stage, and they were kind of feeling like, man, this just isn't working out. Let's talk about it. So I was already kind of down. And when I got home, we had a tough conversation. We parted ways. And over the next year and a half, 2 years leading up to the present time, REI Results has coached 300 and I think it's 28 students now with a 100% success rate to their first deal.
Wow.
Most of them have gotten 10 or more deals in our coaching program. And so primarily I've been coaching and speaking, but my non-compete was up as of January 1st.
Okay.
And in the last 6 months, I've been building my wholesaling company back up because that's what I know. I don't know. I'm not a licensed agent. I don't know how to flip. I don't know how to this. I don't know how to that. I know just enough to be deadly, but I'm not going to spread my eggs all out, right? I want to put them all in one basket and focus on those, that one thing. And that's kind of where Kyle came into it. You know, Kyle, like he said, had before getting on here, he had followed me a little bit and he knew who I was and had been watching me from afar. And we got to know each other over the last several months. And I'm like, this dude is amazing. He's got great connections that I don't have. And we both see different value points. And he knows the other side. He knows about what I do, but he also knows the other side. And so the last like 6 months, man, I'm still wholesaling deals. Hell, we just closed on Monday a $25,000 assignment. We've got one today that closes for like $40,000. And so we're doing well in our wholesaling company. But that's just a vehicle. I mean, long-term, in the last 6 months, I've bought a retail brokerage. So I've got an agency, a small boutique, high-end brokerage. I've got a coaching company, and then partnering with Kyle to really take that to the next level and use this as a vehicle to serve people. That's my mission. I just want to serve.
What's cool, I like your story, man, because just everybody that's listening on here, they probably have had failed businesses. They've probably been to this point, you know, where they're just down in the dumps and they feel like, what is the right vehicle for me? I just want people to know that, hey, you just got to find something, commit to it. And just like Bryce did, and you can grow anything you want. You just have to put your mind to it. Don't matter where you're from or what you've done in the past, you can fight through it and get forward. So Kyle, man, I want to bring you on. I know you've been just sitting there. You just been here listening.
Real quick, I want you to talk to Kyle too. Let me just say this, to add to what Mike's saying, if you're listening to this, where Kyle and I finally connected was at an event in Nashville several months ago. And a good buddy of mine, I've spoken with him on stage at other events, but Tom Bilyeu said, entrepreneurs that are gonna be successful need to look at failure like AI, artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. And that really resonated with me, and it's probably gonna resonate with someone in your audience, because it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when you have failures, how you act or react. We only live life one of two ways, either intentionally or reactionary. But if we look at our entrepreneur journey like AI or artificial intelligence, artificial intelligence, all it knows is when it hits a roadblock, it pivots, it takes the data, and then it moves forward. And that, my friend, in my opinion, is a very simple way to define how to overcome those struggles and battles in life. So,
yeah, definitely. That's straight gold. You know, just learn from every mistake and every failure you have and just go forward. Because, you know, if you let that stop you, then you're probably not going to succeed in much, just to be honest. I mean, I know that's straight up, you know, that's pretty strong, but you got to have that drive. You got to have that motivation to keep going. And so Bryce, I don't know if you've heard my story. I doubt you have, but you know, when I first got started in real estate, I bought a property too expensive, was going to flip it, ended up losing like 15 grand. And if it wasn't for my mindset, and if it wasn't for me having the right drive, I could have quit there and just gave up because I lost 15 grand. You know, I just said, well, real estate doesn't work. You know, it's not the right vehicle. But I decided to commit to that and realize, hey, it was probably myself. I did something wrong. It wasn't real estate that did something wrong. It was me. So I had to realize that. And like you said, I had to pivot and, you know, make that right for myself. So thank you for sharing that. That's straight up gold. I love that. Kyle, dude, I don't want to put you off, man. I know you're here. Let's talk about you for a minute, man. How you got into real estate so these people can hear the great life of Kyle Klemmer. So, man, show
enough
us
about you. Bryce. Enough.
Wait, there's one
kidding.
More.
But wait, there's more. For three easy payments of $9.95. No. you know, it's funny because, like, you know, Bryce and I came from similar worlds. You know, the quick and dirty for me is like, you know, I started off poor. I've always been poor. Like, I grew up on government assistance and all that kind of stuff. So it's like, I love that. To me, like, I relate to people like Bryce. Like, I think there's a natural gravity to that, you know, and there's people listening in the audience too. It's like, yeah, you know what? That's a lot like me. But, you know, fast forward a little bit, like, I come from corporate America. So, you know, I worked for a lot of small box and big box retailers. And what my thing was the operations side. So I would travel the country troubleshooting stores that were bad. Why that matters, we'll get to that. But the entire time I did digital marketing, we've been doing it now, probably 6 years, 5, 6 years, 7 years. And one of the people that we predominantly worked with were like real estate agents. And so, like, I've always been floating around in the real estate space. We've worked with probably thousands of agents all across the country. Then we went on to working with coaching and consulting and things like that. So it's funny when Bryce talks about the different connections that we've had, like, he was the front-facing guy, and only in the last like year and a half did I start poking my head out. And then all of a sudden, he's like, "Wait, you know this person?" And this, like, how do you guys? Because with the agencies that I've owned and the spaces that we've operated in, I've been the operations guy on the back end. So it's like I understand the marketing, how it works. I know how to put all the pieces together. And so How I got into the investment piece of it, like really diving into it, because it's like when you work with enough real estate agents on the digital marketing side, you never want to get into real estate yourself. You're like, I want to pull my hair out. and then, you know, God is great. And so what does he do? Like, he just outfits me with a bunch of real estate companies. he's like, don't worry, we're not done with
you. He shows you, right?
And so, what happened was, is that my marketing agency got bought by a company out of Dallas, Texas, and shortly they bought it. They said, we're going to bring you in. You're going to run it. And so I moved down to Dallas, Texas. 2 months later, a business partner of ours squanders about $750,000. Marketing agency just done. And so one of the CEO of the ownership group that bought it, I was like, what do I do now, man? I'm like, I moved here. Like, do I get a job? I'm like, I sold you all my company. I got nothing. And so thing was that he had been doing real estate investment for the last 20 plus years. He was a real estate attorney, did property tax loans. He owned a title company, mortgage, lending, all sorts of stuff. And so he was like, well, I've always wanted to coach real estate. He goes, you know, there's a shelf life on how long you can chase down deals and do all of this stuff. He's like, you obviously know how to build, you know, groups and coaching programs and all of this stuff. And I was like, okay, cool. So I was like, I want to grow a real estate investment company. So I will help you do the coaching aspect of it. You teach me everything that you know. And so it just started to, you know, my knowledge started to grow and scale. I mean, we would walk 8 to 10 properties every single day. You know, he would teach me the different legalities of everything. And so it just started to spread. And so for me, and where Bryce and I connect, is that I am always like, if you serve others, you will win. So like the rising tide raises all ships. Absolutely. And so every one of my businesses is founded on that premise. You know, it's like I was telling you a little bit before we jumped on here about my business, my investment business. We only partner with real estate agents. You know, my ownership group, we own 2 Keller Williams Market Centers, which is part of the largest Keller Williams brokerage in the country, 8th largest brokerage in the entire country by overall sales volume. And so what I do is I go in and I educate those agents on how to find different types of leads, different types of off-market properties, because we as investors, we typically play in the muck, the area that most real estate agents don't want to play in.
Right.
But there's a lot of, you know, money in there. And the reason why I love real estate investment is because I'm helping people that led or that came from similar lives to myself that were disenfranchised in the sense of very underrepresented in the people that were looking out for them. You know, generally well-intentioned people who got into otherwise tricky situations and needed help to get out of it. So like, that's my main draw, my why behind real estate investment is I'm connecting with people that are otherwise forgotten. And so I'm trying to connect real estate agents with them. I'm like, hey guys, like these people need your help. They want your help. And so you're looking like you want to say something. Yeah.
I was just saying, that's powerful, man. That's a powerful why to, you know, to have, you know, connecting. And for a lot of you guys, you know, you struggle with, well, you know, I want to start this business because I want to make money. Listen, you need to find a bigger why. You need to reach down and find something that can drive you. And Kyle, it sounds like, man, you found that, because that's pretty amazing.
Oh, it lights my fire, because the biggest thing is like, you know, I told you, like with our the way our investment company works is like any real estate agent that brings me a deal that I'm able to close on, they get paid their 3%. And so like what brings this all full circle is the very first week that Every House My Business was born and we started operating out of our market center, an agent that hadn't done a deal for 6 months brought us a deal. Within 2 weeks, we closed on it. So he got paid 3% on the front end and then was able to represent that seller on the buy side the very next week. So this guy, no deal, 6 months, boom, two sides of a transaction right away. And so like, to me, that's what it's all about. That's exactly what it's all about. And, you know, with our coaching program that we do is like where Bryce and I are slightly different is, you know, Bryce is very much of like sales processes, sales scripts. And so like my business partner and I take a very different approach to it. Like we're very methodical. And so like we teach how like the nuance of like where to pull the lists from for free, how to format the list, how to evaluate the deal.
Okay, cool.
Like the operational side to how you create a sustainable business. And so him being the real estate attorney, he's like, these are the pitfalls. This is going to be what trips you up.
And so this is how you can flesh it out. And so when I met Bryce and I heard Bryce's story, it's like, well, wow, man, like, you know, you and I both came from the bottom, like loose change. And, you know, here we are. And when we started talking, I was like, dude, I was like, your coaching is exactly what mine is missing. And your coaching is exactly what yours is missing. And we serve the same cause. So, you know, he talked about leading through change, and it was funny because I was on a vacation in Mexico, and I literally, like, I got back like as Corona hit, like I was like one of the last planes out of Puerto Vallarta, Mexico before they shut the border down. I'm like, whoa, this is nuts. Like, you know, imagine being on a Mexican vacation and, you know, you're drinking a little too much tequila, and every time you whip up your phone, like the NBA shut down because of like, this can't be real. Like, I need to sober up. And so I reach out to Bryce and I was like, hey man, I just, you know, like, let's just jump on a, you know, are you cool with jumping on a Zoom sometime? And we just talk about it. And he's like, well, what's the angle? He's like, what are we working towards? And I was like, honestly, man, I'm not going to lie to you. Not a damn thing. And I go, I just want to give value to people right now because, you know, I am where I am today because a lot of people saw value in a young punk kid that they didn't have to, you know? So like, I never fell to the wrong side of the track like Bryce did, because like, for whatever reason, you know, like God's looking out for me. And every time I could have taken a left turn, like God steps in and is like, no, homie, you're going right.
Right. Like, definitely.
Cool. You know? And so I owe it to them. I owe it to the people who saw these things in me, who put me in the position that I am today, to pay it forward and help others. And that's where Bryce and I unified, is that, you know, leading through change, it's such a wholesome thing. Is it's funny, like you get a bunch of people that want to come in there, and we've had a bunch of people come in who are like, you're not allowed to pitch. All you can do is give straight value. And I can promise you, if you give enough value, if you just give it, the people who want to do business with you, they'll find you. You know, they'll find you. I mean, like, shoot, like Kyle Clemmer's my name on here. I go by Kyle Moses on Facebook. So I promise you, like, the people who really want to find me, like, they will. And so when we brought together this coaching program, I was like, dude, we can bring a value that most other people can't, because it's, you know, I have one, like my investor business partner, you know, he's done between 5,000 to 8,000 transactions in his 20 years. My, like the Templeton in that is my third. That dude was a mega agent by the age of 24. He was selling $40 million in retail deals in Albuquerque, New Mexico at 24 years old.
Wow.
So it's like, this is the type of information and fire that we're bringing to this stuff, is like, and I'm out there every single day doing it. I mean, I just posted another video from like one of the four flips that we've got going on at this very moment. So it's like, I'm walking, talking, living, breathing everything that we're teaching. And I feel like the industry needs more of that. And that's where Bryce and I align.
Definitely. That's cool. So, man, you both have amazing stories, and just hearing your drive, both of you guys, it's just like so motivating to be surrounded with you guys, because it's like, now I want to just go out and crush it, man. It's just crazy. So how do you guys work together right now? I know you said you guys are joint venturing, but I want to wrap this up. I know you guys said you have to go very soon, but how are you guys working together after that meeting you guys had? You sat down and talked with each other. What's that look like right now?
Yeah, I appreciate you asking. I mean, like Kyle said, you know, my program is missing what he brings, and his program was missing what I bring. And so we're not in the process. It's been done. We're merging our two programs together. And we mapped out it's interesting because I had this idea and we sat down and mapped it out, and we realized like the amount of effort that goes into a deal from start to finish is so watered down and so diluted. But if you just get to the income producing activities, it's literally like 5 hours worth of work.
Oh yeah.
So between like his deal analyzing and my conversation and his marketing and a little bit of my marketing and how we get our deals, like the four components, his and I's marketing, my conversations and his analyzing, the four of them go so well together. We realize there's 5 hours from start to finish. It's literally 5 hours of work to get one deal. And anybody knows, if they've done any amount of homework, the average deal can net you between $6,000 and $7,000 wholesale. I mean, heck, where can you go work 5 hours for $5,000 and get paid $1,000 an hour without going to 10 years of med school? And they don't even make that sometimes, right? And so between Kyle and I mean, if I don't know, I haven't actually merged our numbers, but I know what mine are, right? And I know he knows what his are. And if you look at the last 8 years and 7,300 transactions with my team and I combined, you're looking at 70 plus deals a month. You take
that. It's almost one of those. I almost get, like, from a marketing standpoint, it's, I almost get embarrassed to say it just because it's like, we're blessed to be, you know, like the success that the, like everyone that's come together. Like if I were to literally tell you, Michael, that in the last, you know, in the last 20 years between our two groups have done 15,000 transactions, have done hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean, the market centers that we own, like last year, my main market center had 294 agents. We did $299.4 million in sales volume. Like, you know, these are all verifiable numbers, but it's like, do you even market that on the front end? People, you guys are full of it. Like, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you know,
you're
like,
such an unkept secret. And that's why we're on here, because people need to know how to get the damn result. Like, we don't brag about this stuff. This is this. We're going to start bragging about it because nobody else actually does it. Right. Like, we're not the boats, hoes and Lambos guys. We're just not those guys.
I'd rather brag on the people we help. Like, that's my biggest thing is, like, you know what? Like, say, Michael, you're one of our students. We'll talk about you.
I'm just not that guy. You know, I've had a Lambo. I'm just not that guy. Kyle's the same way. We're just not that person. But at the end of the day, how we work together, like we're like yin and yang with our tethers behind us, right? Like his other business partners right behind him, actually our business partners right behind him in the other room, like helping us with the marketing. And so we work well enough together to know that it's gonna be amazing. But sometimes we're still figuring that out, full transparency, like how to work together, how to have tough conversations. Like he was patient with me when I'm asking him 50 million questions because I see my vision. I wanna make sure I see his vision. And so I think how we work still together so well is because we are not only man enough, but humble enough to say, I don't understand, and ask questions. And I think that's the key to any communication event. If you don't know, and you're not crystal clear on where you're going, dig deeper, ask more questions, and then ask more questions until maybe you get the answer you don't want, but it makes sense.
That's so good, man, because I actually was just talking about this the other day. So many new investors and new entrepreneurs are afraid to ask for help. They're afraid to go and get that guidance because they're new, quote unquote, right? So I, like you said, always, if you're listening to this, if you have questions, don't be afraid to reach out. I mean, there's somebody like Bryce, like Kyle, like myself that would love to pour into you and help you. You just have to be willing to ask.
And I'll go back to what I started saying earlier, right? Like if you're seeing this video on YouTube, Facebook, or Instagram, you can see I've got a backwards hat, right? This sharpened to me is how we raise each other up. And we're all one. We're all one spiritual being living different human experiences. And Coach Sharpened to me is selflessly helping already persons eager for nurturing. So you can ask all the questions you want. However, if you don't take action, trust and believe that guys like Kyle and myself and other serious entrepreneurs, we're going to give you a shot. We're going to try and answer your question. But if you don't take the action, you're not ready and eager to take the nurturing that we're giving you, you're going to get cut just as quick as you get served.
Yeah, it's two ways, man. I love that. So I know you guys got to go. I don't want to hold you up any longer, but that's just straight knowledge, straight. Just I was sitting here just thinking in my head. I was like, man, I wish I had a notebook and like a pen or something. I wish I could be taking notes because Kyle, man, you just pouring out about leading through value, giving out value. And Bryce, man, there's too many nuggets for me to, you know, even go through what you talked about. But I really appreciate you guys hopping on here. And I wanted to touch real quick, where can people find you all at if they want to follow you guys, learn more about what you do, and just maybe even get some coaching from you guys? What does that look like? Where can they find you?
Yeah, I appreciate you. So I think the quickest way to get in touch with us is, you know, dip your toes in the water, join our free group. Look and get acclimated to the wisdom and knowledge and experience that we've put out there. We've got the free Facebook group, Virtual Wholesaling Real Estate Tips and Techniques. That's the name of the group. And there's a little form on there you can fill out as you enter the group, and we'll send you like scripts and we'll send you paperwork. We'll send you things so you can get started. And if you want to go to that next level and you're serious about leveling up and you're serious about taking your business to the next level, or heck, maybe you're just serious about getting started, shoot us a message and let's jump on a call together. And you can do it at your convenience. We've got a calendar link. You can go to calendly.com/sharpen and book a call with Kyle or I and or one of our team members and talk to us about what that looks like and see if we're a good fit so we can really truly help you. And at the end of the day, we're doing a webinar actually coming up, and you can go to the number 5hourflip.com, and that should be live here in the next week or two, and it's June 2020 right now. I mean, it's live now, but it's just not connected as of this point, I guess.
Right.
I hate saying that because we've been like tweaking and retweaking, and but it'll be live here within a week. But 5hourflip.com, you want to sit in a webinar and you want to get our scripts, you want to get our contracts, you want to see, feel, and touch what we actually do, 5hourflip.com. You can follow me on Instagram at Coach Sharpen. And then Kyle, if you want to let them know how to reach out to you, brother.
Yeah, I mean, Kyle Moses on Facebook, like I have a public profile. So it's like come in and see, like I post everything that we do with Leading Through Change on there. I keep people pretty up to date. Like it's like my own little HGTV on there. I keep people up to date as far as like where my flips cool. are and everything like that, you know, because to me, I love bringing people along for the journey. You know, like that's the biggest thing. And if they want to come to us for coaching, you know, I firmly believe that people do business with people that they know, like, and trust. And so, you know what, if you're afraid to talk to me, the only way that you're going to know whether or not you know, like, and trust me is by consuming my content. And so, you know, I put it out there. So, you know, Kyle Klemmer on Instagram, at K Klemmer, Kyle Moses. But, you know, like Bryce was saying, you know, virtual wholesaling tips and techniques, Leading Through Change. We're awesome. Out there. We're accessible. So come find us.
Yeah, we'll put those links in below. So you guys know the drill. If you want to get connected with these guys, just click the links below. Everything, the wholesaling group, all their profiles, everything will be under there. So you guys can go follow them. We want you to follow these guys. They're amazing. They're humble servants of God. So thank you guys so much for hopping on. I appreciate you, Bryce. I appreciate you, Kyle, dude. That was just so much knowledge and so much motivation for our audience. So thank you guys for tuning on. And if you're just now watching this, if this was your first episode watching, listen, we have interviews like this all the time with entrepreneurs, investors who are killing it, making millions of dollars, and even some that, you know, are just hitting six figures, you know, and they're just getting their feet wet in real estate. We have honest and transparent conversations. So definitely go back, listen to those, and actually take notes and take action, like Bryce was saying. It's one thing just to go out, ask for help, and learn, but it's another thing to take action. And so we want to encourage you guys to do that. So guys, we'll see you again next week. Please subscribe, leave a review, let us know how we're doing, and we would love to keep bringing you content. So just let us know how we're doing. So guys, thank you again, Kyle. Thank you again, Bryce, for tuning in. We'll see you guys next time. Thanks, guys.
Peace. Thanks. Appreciate you, brother.